This is Audible.
Enchantra, written by Kaylee Smith, narrated by Laura Horowitz. For the brave souls who burned the bridges between themselves and their demons, and for those still trying to light the match, we'll wait for you. And for Deanna, Becca, and Knight, who helped me stay sane so this book could exist. Thanks for always answering my calls. Content guidance. This book contains explicit sexual content. Blood, death, light gore, drug references, heavy alcohol use, self-harm, and drink spiking with a magical aphrodisiac. An in-depth list of content is available at the author's website. Hierarchy of Paranormal Beings. King of the Devils. Prince of the Devils. Devils. Demons. Offspring of a devil and another paranormal being. Wraiths. Offspring of a demon and another paranormal being. Other immortal paranormal beings. Vampires. Shapeshifters. Familiars. Ghosts. Mortal paranormal beings. Necromancers, seers, witches, specters. Classifications of wraiths. Shadow wraiths. Most common type of wraith. Can control shadows as well as turn into shadows themselves to move through the darkness at great speeds. Their shadows have healing abilities. They refuel their magic with deep sleep. Light wraiths. Can control light and fire and, in some cases, can use light to transport themselves long distances. They have the ability to heal others at a rapid speed. They use the sun to refuel their magic. Blood wraiths. Can control and wield blood. Can also control others by giving them some of their own blood. They refuel their magic by draining energy from other living things. Void wraiths. Rarest type of wraith. Can turn themselves and others invisible, and can also control light and shadows. They can rip open portals between different places and linear planes, and they can pause time in very small intervals, though it costs them a great deal of energy. I am out with lanterns, looking for myself. Emily Dickinson. Prologue. Darkness. Hell was made of swirling darkness and secrets, just like the man in front of her. "I loathe you," she swore, as the black tendrils of magic that slithered from his hands wrapped around her wrists and throat, shoving her back into the labyrinth's wall. The sensual energy that always buzzed over her skin whenever he was this close made her grit her teeth as she resisted the shot of attraction slowly heating up her veins. The last time his shadows were wrapped around her like this, there was much less clothing between them. He followed after his shadows, stalking forward until his chest pressed into hers. "Love, loathing, same passion, different names," he told her. "And how easily and swiftly the line can be blurred, don't you think?"
"No," she seethed. "I don't think it will ever be anything but crystal clear to me that I hate you."
Leaning down slowly until his lips were right next to her ear, he said,
"Prove it."